little disclaimer that I, Mystic, and am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team. Hey y'all, the next few episodes of Utopia will be more horror-leaning than other episodes of Utopia as the party venture into the realm of the Nightmare King. Here's your content warning for the next couple of episodes. This stream may contain scenes and themes some find distressing. Mentions of blood, needles, injections, gore, graphic descriptions, breaking teeth, claustrophobia, death, drowning, drug use, general violence, and disturbing imagery may occur. Our cast will be using lines and veils. If you find scenes too distressing, please feel comfortable exiting.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party made it to the arena, discovering Bogles chanting a song. They found a pit of nature-based magic, enclosing something inside and wrapped around a lion-like figure. As they approached, the cards found near Arudi's cottage removed themselves from Scylla's pocket, floating above the hole, dispersing the nature magic and releasing what was inside. Arudi then stood behind the party, bringing Scylla's vision to life. That is where we find them.
Godfrey, Garakaius, and Morgus stand at the edge of the sticky Bogle ick emanating from the center of this arena, with Arudi's large Minotaur presence looming behind them, separating them from Livy and Ziba, who are about 15 feet in the air in the bleachers of this arena, surrounded by Bogles chanting, Zazriel, Zazriel. As the winged creature begins to float over the top of this hole it was in, the broken one card still hovering above their head, and the vines around the cat creature on the other side of the arena dissolving away, revealing a very large cat creature with tusks and armor. Rudy steps up behind the party at the bottom, just starts clapping. Thank you. Didn't know you'd do your job so well. Looks at Godfrey.
Least you could do is give us a little bit of clarity into what we did.
You found the cards that I couldn't touch. You brought them here to unleash the magic that my mother created to hold Zazriel in this pit.
Can I make an insight check on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 for an 8.
Seems accurate. And now in the weakened state, you and your friends can kill him.
Why don't I
Why would we do that?
What?
Why?
You heard us all. We all asked the same question. Why?
I'm not allowed.
It doesn't matter. Why?
Gods. If we don't?
Can't kill gods.
Gods can't kill gods.
This is actually about as close as I can get. And everybody puts out a hand, and there's like a pulse of some kind of barrier that he hits. Just between Morgus and where Rudy is standing. The party inside the arena seems to be standing inside this barrier being created by the presence of this celestial being in the center of the arena.
As I see that, does it remind me of barriers that I have been able to unravel in the past?
It does not. This seems more powerful and not necessarily arcane, more just inherent power.
Okay.
Sort of like the laws of the universe being tangible,
like
in a way.
The magical architecture of this place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just these beings.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would we want to kill him specifically? I know why you can't, but why would we want to?
Then you can leave. Yeah.
Just leave.
Your marks will be gone. As well as everyone else's. You seem to take a liking to that dagger-throwing woman, right? She would be free.
Is that the reward?
For helping? The reward is knowing you chose the right side in this fight.
You're still not answering why we would want to help you kill him.
Oh, I don't really care if you want to help me. I'm just saying this is your way out.
What? I thought if he didn't kill him, we'd be... What?
Rudy tells Zazriel us that Zazriel is the one who put the marks on our feet.
Oh. So that's how we get rid of the marks. Says this one guy who sent me in the woods to die.
He did fine, right?
Zippo will do a crude gesture that probably should not be done by a teenager.
The glowing around Zazriel in the center stops. They hover a little bit back from the circle, the pit, and then just fall to the ground as the card burns in a golden light and disappears. The singing from the bogle stops. And the cat, tentatively looking towards you all, begins to slowly pad its way through the muck toward the figure.
Why would you want... This is your brother? Well, I'm confused by your family dynamics, but why would you want to kill your own family?
It's not my family. It's older than my family.
His grandparent?
Older.
great grandparent. I feel like there's definitely a relation here.
Intangibly old. That's not even what he actually looks like.
Well, I've never much liked the "because I told you so" reasoning, and so it just kind of sits down with their arms crossed.
Livy starts going. He walks down the wall. Mm-hmm. Starts going towards the creature.
You'll have to walk through a bunch of bogle stick.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, he's walking towards us, right? I was just going to walk towards the party.
He's not walking towards you. He fell to the ground into the bogle goo on the opposite side of the hole from the party.
I'm going to walk along the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can kind of get closer to him. And I say, "Hello? Can you hear us?"
As you start to like walk along the wall and begin to speak to Zazriel, Rudy snorts, the ring kind of ringing in his nose, moving a bit. No use in conversation.
You could come in and stop him if you wanted to. Oh, wait. I guess we're going to do it our way. Stay on the sideline. Godfrey will turn and start walking towards Livy.
Rudy just straightens his back a little bit. Lets you do so. Gerakaius follows, unless you tell him not to.
He'll follow.
As you get closer, Livy, you see just each inhale is ragged from Zazriel's form, and each exhale comes out in a deep, wet wheeze.
Do you need the healing?
Lion creature, having made it there, starts to like lick its back in his head. There's no response. There's not even like a movement of like acknowledgement. Just more wheezing. And as the bogle stick kind of begins to stick to his limbs and his body, and the pressure of the lion licking presses him further, he just kind of slumps into the stick. It's a goo.
Scylla turns her back on a Rudy, puts her hand just resting on the back on her longsword, and starts walking towards Godfrey and Livy.
Yeah. Morgus will follow Scylla. And kind of, as he does, he'll sort of just reach a hand up and just kind of tap, just gently tap on like Scylla's elbow. And I'm going to cast guidance.
Hmm. Thanks.
Great. Zib, are you staying in the bleachers?
I'm just going to lean over to Rudy and be like, "You know murder is illegal, right?"
It's already basically dead.
Now, what does that mean?
I told you, that's not his form.
So are you trying to do him a mercy? Like why would you do this? Because, like, we've had hurt animals on the farm, and yeah, Dad had to take them out back before, but, like, That was for their better good, but that doesn't seem to be the case here. And then that would be illegal.
My mother wanted to grant me a power. I was born powerless.
Same. Sticks out her hand for a fist bump.
Nods at you.
Okay.
So she fashioned a prison
forcing an ancient celestial being into a humanoid body, which siphons their powers to me by ending their pitiful existence as it stands now. You grant me the rest of that power, which means I can make sure that no one ever gets a mark on their foot ever again.
Did they consent to that power drain? Because I've learned a lot about this consent thing, and I feel like they did not want to drink the tea.
Probably not.
Is that why your mom's not around? Is she in jail for doing illegal things?
My mother's dead.
Well, some places do still do that. Or do they? I've never heard of it. This is Utopia. I guess I don't know. What is Utopia standing on the death penalty?
On the death penalty?
Just real quick.
That does not exist.
Okay. Well, okay, I just need to clarify so I get the right thought process here. Well, she could, that doesn't happen in jail.
She wasn't in jail. I think this is a story for another time. My father murdered her via poison for cheating on him.
So then gods can kill gods.
Definitely murder.
Under certain circumstances, I guess. I'm not smart enough to know the loopholes of that situation. Pounds on the arcane barrier.
Well, it doesn't really feel like he deserves to be dead at this point. It just seems like a mercy.
Rudy is telling us, let's listen to what this guy is.
At this point, Godfrey, Garrett, Caius, and Livy have made it to the edge of the stick where the lion and Zazriel's form is sitting.
I'm getting the hot tea over here, guys. Don't worry.
Scylla and Morgus not far behind. Excuse me. Are you venturing into the goo?
Oh, yeah, I'm schlepping through it.
Here we go.
The goo.
He seems pretty confident he'll get rid of these marks after we dispatch of this ragged creature. How many years has he been doing this? How many of these pits have there been?
Just one.
We don't even know if he's consciously doing it.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Mm-hmm. Can we hear each other? Because aren't we, very far apart?
You're very far apart, yeah. Mm.
Okay. So I was confused on why Rudy was responding. Is he just really good hearing? He's dropping.
90 feet max. Distance, yeah, in a coliseum that's designed for...
Okay, that's just more a clarification. Can we hear each other?
I was just gonna say, there's a bit of an echo, an amplification of the voices in the pit up into the...
And the bogles are quiet now.
The bogles are quiet now, yeah. But if you're, if Godfrey's trying to talk to Livy quietly, person to person, that would most likely be indiscernible by a Rudy or Ziba at this point. So, I need everyone who's trekking into the goo to make a strength saving throw.
Yeah, that figures.
And, go ahead.
To the point of Rudy saying that this is the only pit, can Godfrey insight check that?
Yeah.
If you're in 10 feet of me, you get +2 to this.
Wait, what?
If you're within 10 feet, you get +2 to your saving throw.
Oh, that's so courteous. Thank you.
You're welcome. 17.
You get a nat 20 too.
I got a 13. Oh, wait.
So the total. Oh.
No, I actually got... Because I meant to do a saving throw instead of a check. So I got 14.
Morgus?
My total is 3, but I rolled a 2, and it's a -1 +2.
Morgus and Libby take about 5 steps into the goo and just get stuck.
Even with my my sexy 14?
Yeah, even with your 14. Scylla's able to keep marching through. Yeah.
I got a 16 on the strength save and a 19 on the insight check.
16 is enough to keep marching forward. And for the insight check, that is the truth. Discernibly, you can like officially discern that that is the truth. This seems to be, based on what Rudy has been saying, something specifically created by his mother to hold Zazriel. There's only one of these. There's only one of him.
But this isn't what he looked like before.
It wasn't an inside check on that. You can make one if you want.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah, this is not what he looked like before. You can trust Arudi in that. And specifically what he said is that his mother forced Zazriel into this form to weaken him and siphon his power.
With my my 17 getting through the muck instead of going forward, can I stop and let Morgus kind of grab hold of my shoulder and pull out a little bit?
Yeah, give me
up. I'd like to just adjust to elbow.
I was being so generous.
Louis's like,
I wasn't gonna be the one to do that to you.
It's been the whole campaign. We might as well keep it going. It's tradition.
Give me an athletics check, Scylla, just to see like how long this takes you to help pull Morgus out of the goo. Since he got a 3.
With help.
16.
It doesn't take too long, but he's kind of like down to his knees in this already. You know, a little dwarf man. Oh. In armor.
Yep.
He can hang on to the belt if you need.
Thank you, Scylla.
You got it.
Listen, can I ask Rudy one more question?
Yeah, you're sitting right next to him.
Question. The book we found.
Mm-hmm.
To get in here, I'm sure you've known about it.
If to get in?
Well, there is about a prisoner who was trapped here. Were others trapped here?
I've never been here before. I was just following you.
It spoke of ongoing combat over and over again. Is that before your time, or was that your mother's doing? If she created this place, so you say.
I heard stories of the previous Nightmare King. He was ruthless and had an army of undead, which he forced to fight over and over again, changing champions for millennia and on end. Sounds like you found one of their journals.
So it didn't always look like this? It used to belong to him and your mother modified it? And that was one of his champions?
I would say, young one, that this has always been an arena. I can feel the remnants of my mother's power here, but it seems to be gone now.
You would never do that to your champion, right?
Force them to fight over and over again? Even in undeath?
Yeah.
Me? No. And as he says that, he looks over at Godfrey.
Can I insight check that?
Yeah.
That was a really long pause. I'm not good at this either.
No.
That's a 16 on the die for 15.
Godfrey is not alive.
God damn it! He just lied to me!
No, he said he wouldn't. He wouldn't. Nyx, though.
I would like to point out the games for the satyrs and the losers.
Isabel got a very serious look on her face. Victoria go, you already have, haven't you?
I've never had a champion.
I thought... Don't you and... I'll admit, I don't know much about grown-up stuff, but don't you, Medusa and Nyx, have a unique relationship, and that's why we were meeting, my friends?
Nyx has had 3 champions now. Medusa has had 1, and I have had 0 in our lifetime together.
Is it because you don't have the full power?
No, it's because I don't like people.
Damn, me too.
I'm really so don't relatable. Like you.
No offense to you. He snorts and he kind of leans back on the wall at this point. What's everyone else doing?
Godfrey helps pull Livy out of the mud.
Thank you.
Yeah. Takes a bit. At this point, the lion is like fully laying down in the mud. It's large enough that it might be touching the bottom of the muck, but it doesn't, it's not suffocating or gonna like die from it or anything. It's just kind of sinking in. You hear like a gentle purr coming from the creature.
You hear the purr. Purr.
Is this a lion purr or is this a purr? Is this if I touch it, will he bat me and bite me?
This is a sad, desperate purr.
Aww,
a comforting purr. The rest of the party is able to very slowly make it through with the help of Godfrey and Scylla, aiding Morgus and Livy. Gerkaius stays at the edge of the muck, not going in. And as your conversation between Ziba and Arudi continues, you get closer and the lion creature looks towards you and kind of like snarls a little bit as you get closer to the body of Zazriel.
Just to make sure, I want to say my spell tongues is still on.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bogles are silent.
Livy.
Not even like the rustling of feet or paper. It's like eerily silent.
My name is Livy. We breed you. Can you talk? Are you okay?
The lion won't let you get close at this point. Mm-hmm. And there is no acknowledgement from Zazriel.
Zazriel laying face up or face down in this muck? Like, is he suffocating right now?
Kind of like down to the side, and his face is like slowly becoming one with the muck. His nose is currently out.
Rudy, if we don't kill him, is he going to make more champions?
Never met the guy. I don't know. Maybe. I assume that's what he's been trying to do this whole time with these marks, is find someone smart enough or dumb enough to get their way here.
How good's your aim?
With what? He kind of smiles at you.
Someone looks up at his size, which she's in the stands, and I feel like we're decently at the same height right now.
Yeah. The bovine teeth are a little weird, like perfectly square as he smirks at you.
Could you throw me?
Into the pit?
I mean, the right side of the lion.
Might bite you.
Doesn't matter if I stab him first.
The lion?
Oh, no. I can deal with that afterwards.
All right.
Just I know you like Nyx, but will you take care of Godfrey? It's a child. He could say anything right now.
He looks at you, and you just see like a kind of an internal storm pass over his eyes. Can't make any promises, kid.
It's okay. No one keeps them nowadays anyways. And we'll just kind of like grab her sword out and brace herself.
Yeah. The rest of the party, you start to hear a little bit of movement over on the other side as Arudi picks up Avis. Or, sorry, Zippo.
Oh, no. He's there now.
And goes to chuck her across the arena. I opened three new sets of dice that I got from PAX. These have never been used before. They are truly neutral dice. Just so you know.
Does Morgus see this coming?
You see the throw beginning to happen, but not in enough time to like stop it, right? Like,
no, I don't want to stop it. I want to help.
As like, a 19.
Morgus is seeing this, I want to do something if you'll allow me to.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Arudi's got it, but you're happy to help if you'd like.
What I want to do is use Morgus's momentary stasis on Felidar.
Hmm. Yeah.
As Morgus sees this happens, I want to try to use momentary stasis on Felidar.
All right. Is it a save or it just happens?
It's a constitution saving throw with my spell save DC, which is 17.
All right. That is a definite, most likely fail. Yeah. 7.
Okay. So what Morgus is going to do as he sees this coming, and maybe once Ziba's like in the air, Morgus's eyes are going to move directly to Felidar. They're going to flare and his hands are going to blur. And one of those like golden threaded spheres is going to come around Felidar and then compress and like become this odd crystalline geometry that's like of gold that's constantly moving around Felidar and just keep him in place so he can't do anything once Ziba's there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Ziba. So it's, yeah, we'll get to it.
You squish into the stickiness next to Zazriel, not even able to lift a muscle, but eyes open just meet yours as you land.
My goal is to immediately attack. And I think this is as reckless as it gets.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm hoping for an advantage here. Mm-hmm. That is a 25.
Yeah, that hits. Give me your damage.
For 10 slashing damage. I don't know what Medusa's adds to that off the top of my head.
That's exactly what you need.
Okay.
As you slash your sword into this creature, stabbing it, you watch as the skin of this being just sort of dissolves and like leaves of fall, falls to the ground, sucking it into the sticky black ichor that is this Bogle goo. Felidar roars and turns his head and tries to move, kind of bouncing up against that geometric magic.
Yeah. So that magic makes him incapacitated and his speed is 0 until the start or until the end of my next turn.
Yeah. And as that happens, underneath the skin, this humanoid being, Scylla, you hear a bright, high-pitched, almost like dog whistle sound as bursting from the fleshy body that once encapsulated it is a fiery being. Incomprehensible in its look, Flames burst from a glowing orb in the center as golden rings circle around the outside of this orb, the rings themselves covered in eyes.
Cool.
And anyone who can understand Celestial hears, "You fool. You will die." As we roll for initiative.
Uh-oh.
Dun, 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 dun,
is that
dun.
Only Libby who heard?
Hey, we can talk now.
Understand Celestial.
Does anyone else understand Celestial?
Nope.
I thought our dream was supposed to be over. You ready? Fucking liar. I'm like, I'm surprised.
All right. First up in the initiative is Sazriel.
Who? There's no one, yeah.
Oh yeah, I need yours still. Sorry, Morgus. I'm like, well, I'm missing something. 13. Okay. Who has a higher dex, you or Zibba?
I think I do.
12?
I definitely do.
Okay. Short legs, all that.
Short legs! Okay. Sazriel is up first. And is going to shoot a beam of light. Dang it.
Then that's what he sounds like.
Okay, fine.
Get out of here. He's
a that's just his giant lion. Yeah, that's just the lion next to him. Very mad about the cage. Sorry.
I've got to let Philidor out. He's been here a very long time.
Okay, Sazriel's going to shoot a beam of light through the center orb that is his being toward a Rudy. And that is...
against a Rudy!
Natural one as he misses and shoots up into the Bogles, just bursting some of them into out of existence with... Damn. A beam of radiant light. Anyone observant enough? Anyone with a passive perception above a 10 will see that the Bogles seem to then open a rift and start to run out of it up towards the top of the bleachers behind a Rudy. He's going to shoot... another light attack toward Rudy that will hit. Sorry, I'm going to be tracking a lot of things here. Love, fighting, fight must go on. Need calculator.
I would love to watch Sazriel and Rudy just... combat.
That's what the stands are for. We're just gonna go get our seat now, guys.
Okay. Ziva, what are you doing?
Is it my turn already?
Yep.
Well, I should have done this when I was first thrown, but I would like to rage.
Yes, you rage. There are a few more beams of light that get shot toward a Rudy, but you can also take your turn while that happens, as the next two also hit. You rage! A Rudy looks pissed.
Sorry, you're just catching up with me. What is happening?
The Bogles are running through a portal. Sazriel is now a creepy-ass eyeball with glowing light in the center and rings of eyes and craziness.
Really quick, someone will just turn to Godfrey and shout, "We're still on a Rudy side? No one's side? What do we do?" The yell is part of it. That's the rage.
All right, do you take any action?
Do I get any confirmation from Godfrey of what we're doing here?
I'll answer on my turn. You can...
Oh, no. Okay. I have to attack something. Yeah, I guess I'll attack the floating eyeball.
Okay.
Can I reach it?
If you jump.
In the sticky goo?
Mm-hmm.
I can jump?
You can try. I need an athletics check.
Okay.
Unless you have something you can throw. There's also a lion creature clearly stuck in the ground by a magical thing that is coming from your friend.
Can I reach through the geometric dome?
I think so.
I don't know.
But you can. It incapacitates Felidar until the end of my next turn or until he takes damage. But he's incapacitated. He can do nothing, and his speed is zero.
I'll just try and jump. I've done worse things.
But have advantage on Felidar, possibly.
I need you to roll this at disadvantage.
Oh, I wasn't sure if we wanted him to stay not doing anything, but I guess.
Oh, good point. Never mind. Do what you're going to do. I'm going to shut up now.
There's a lot of decisions happening. Can I throw a hand axe at him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Definitely something I have on me. Do I have to let go of my sword to do so, or can I
you just put it in your non-dominant hand and throw with the
other? All right. I don't want to sit this in the goo. Sorry, that sword is never touching this goo. That's an important distinction to make here. All right, throwing a hand axe. That is a 19 for 26.
That will hit.
He's probably just going to be like, what was this toothpick? But you know what? I keep my rage. That'll be 10.
10 damage?
Yeah, I'm piercing.
It doesn't seem to do that much. It does something, but not as much as you think it will.
That's honestly about what I expected. You just see this flailing in the middle of this gooey pit, and just like throwing this like little hand axe up at this floating eyeball.
Yeah. You raise your two attacks because you're fifth level, baby. Sixth level. I forget what level you are. You're above 5.
We're level 7.
I'm going to lose both my hand axes, guys, in this gooey pit. I'm never getting them back. Sorry, Grandpa. Next time. That'll be a 24.
Yeah, that hits too.
Oh, for a total of 5 slashing damage. Just getting real big numbers here.
Okay. Yeah. Same thing. You like throw it through the center light and it flickers just like slightly and then glows back to the same brightness it was before you throw it through the center. Did you want to move? It's difficult terrain at this point, so it's half movement.
Honestly, not really. But I should say, now that I have successfully attacked him as the first creature after rage, he has all disadvantage on attacks that aren't against me. And any creature he hits now has resistance to the damage being dealt by his attack.
Ooh, nice. All right. Morgus.
These are my glowing ghost figures. They're part of the arena now, guys. It's a full show.
I think Morgus is going to reach out toward Felidar, because Morgus knows that like the timing is coming up here momentarily. So some of that geometric shifting gold faceted energy, Morgus is going to reach out with his hand and make a fist. And flavor-wise, this is going to happen as the field falls away, but Morgus is going to shatter it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the shards of that energy are going to go into Felidar's eyes and forehead. I'm going to cast Mind Sliver.
Cool.
With nice. My action. So that is a DC 17 intelligence saving throw? Yes.
That's a 6.
Okay. Okay. Well, that means that he's going to take 2d6 psychic damage.
So it's 2 plus 6. He's going to take 8 psychic damage.
Nice.
And it's a minus 1d4 from the next saving throw it takes before the end of my next turn.
Okay.
So I'm looking at you, Livy, or somebody else who has a saving throw thing. There's a minus d4 to that saving throw on Felidar.
Ooh.
Morgus is going to try, as he might, to move away.
Mm-hmm.
Through the muck?
Just difficult terrain at this point. Okay. So this movement is halved.
Okay. I have 25, so... 12 and a half feet. Why don't I just move back like 2 squares?
Cool.
Just away from the kitty that I clearly just pissed off. That's going to be my turn.
All righty then. Rudy is going to raise his hands into the air. You can see some of the power draining from him, but as he does so, he pulls the dreamscape up and around him, and you watch as a fog cloud forms around Zazriel, Beldadar, and everyone in a 20-foot cube centered around Zazriel. This is now, you're unable to see through this magical foggy darkness. Anyone in that square? So that is Godfrey, Scylla, Felidar, and Ziba.
Also, Mystic, can you add 4 of my non-magical slashing damage? Because I was raging and I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
you don't get rage damage on thrown weapons.
Good to know. I just learned something new.
So we're in a fog cloud now?
Some of you are, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna mark it.
I've disappeared into a void.
Whoa. What? Whoa. That's a big square.
Mm-hmm. 20-foot. Yeah. Right. Godfrey, you're now in darkness.
Point of clarification. I'm not sure if Avanash's potions have been updated. I think I've drank both 7 and 8 at this point, correct?
We're gonna do some potions again. Let me make sure I pull up the correct list this
time. I know I've done 7. And it didn't get highlighted.
I actually deleted the other ones out of my Google Drive, so I can't mix them up anymore. Yeah, we did drink both of those.
Okay. So Godfrey, obscured in the mist, is going to have the claws of shadow surround his hand. He's going to stumble forward, sloshing through the muck, where he thinks he remembers Ziba being, and just kind of just be like, we're in this deep, Ziba, now we've got to follow through. It's our only way home. And then that's going to be the end of my turn.
All right.
I got an answer.
Livy. You're on the edge of the darkness. You can't see into it.
Cool. Why would you do that, Rudy?
He doesn't want to be hit with the light again.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Can I stick my head in there to, like, try to see them?
It's even darker inside. It is magical darkness.
Well, almost all my spells require a visual component.
You're saying like you planned it. Yep, I know.
Do you want to go at the end for go your initiative and go later in the order? Or hold an action?
Oh, I had a terrible, wonderful idea. Livy is going to say, everyone try to get to the edge of the arena or up as far as you can. And Livy, who I can't move, is going to try to go on the top of the arena, and as soon as everyone is out of the way, he's going to cast Tidal Wave.
Okay, you can't see when people will be out of the way, so...
Well, I can see when
people... You're just saying, like, the next round you're going to cast this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Well, I can see when people get out of, like, the fog.
Right. All right. Scylla. I assume you heard Godfrey talking to Ziba, since you're close to Ziba. Unless you were whispering, Godfrey.
Not whispering.
Could I hear Livy?
Yeah.
Scylla, hand on sword, lights go out. And I guess on hearing, Livy is going to run and try and make it to the edge of the arena.
Okay. Which direction? Roll me a d4, I guess, if you... We'll do 1, 2, 3, 4 clockwise.
Two.
Okay, you run out. It's difficult terrain, so it's half your movement. If you want to dash, you can definitely make it out. As you find yourself out of the fog facing a Rudy.
Section?
Yep. All right. It is Kitty Cat's turn. You hear a roar as they launch themselves up into the air out of the muck and leap toward Morgus.
Do you get an op attack in complete darkness?
Mm-mm.
I knew he was there!
I need you to make a strength saving throw, Morgus, as this creature pounces on you.
Strength.
Strength.
You said
strength.
I need to roll. Well, that's a weirdly high d20 number. 15.
Ooh. Meets it, beats it.
Hey.
Why does Morgus stand his ground as this giant lion presses down on his shoulders to knock him prone? Unsuccessfully.
gonna give you a little time wizard flavor. Morgus's eyes flare again, and he sort of blurs and becomes insubstantial as the paws just kind of go around or through Morgus just for flavor. So Morgus is doing his best to tap it. He's trying to work smarter, not harder in this situation.
Yeah. The lion then tries to swipe out at you with his claws with a one, is unable to do so. Kind of disoriented by the glitch that is Morgus's being. And we're back to the top to Zazriel, who can't see shit. And you watch as this glowing is visible through the darkness that is around him. And let's see what happens. Jesus, these dice hate me. As he dispels the darkness spell and it disappears from the map. And we go to Ziba.
I can see again!
Yeah!
He's still up there, isn't he?
He's still up there.
God damn it.
Just go.
Quick shout out to Rudy, I'm not as tall as you! Don't you have any way to make him come down here? We're just gonna try jumping for it. Cause I gotta hit the sword, man.
Okay, give me athletics check.
Yeah, it's a nat 20.
Yeah, okay. You can do both of your rolls. So you are jumping high enough to hit twice in the air.
Wild.
It is wild. It's really cool. It's really badass.
This is a 23 to hit.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
Beautiful. With the magical sword of swords.
Yeah.
It's activating my sword abilities. Is that a bonus action or does that just happen? I don't have it written down. Action. Could I bonus action do that first?
Yeah.
While I'm jumping?
Yeah. What are you imbuing it with?
What do angels not like? I feel like I got a good bet with necrotic.
Okay. Mimicking Godfrey's claws almost as this black foggy energy appears around your sword.
Alrighty. So with my little necrotic sword now, that'll be... What's happening? 13 slashing damage. And then I need to roll a d6.
Where are my dice?
How do I do that mechanically on D&D Beyond?
There's a little thing on the bottom left-hand corner of the screen that is a dice symbol, and you just click it and it opens up all of them. Beautiful. You can just click a d6. And then click roll.
That'll be 5 necrotic damage.
Okay. And you added your rage to the...
No. So that'll be another 2.
All right. Second attack.
It'll be 26, 19 on the die.
Yes.
Okay. This guy looks so badass. We're jumping up in the air. We've been doing a lot of just jump flying slashing today.
Yeah.
Very poor on the damage. That's an 8 slashing damage, plus 2 for 10, and then another 5 necrotic.
All right. As a reaction, Zazriel's going to shoot a beam of light at you as you are in the air. Hovering around. That is a 19 on the die.
I'm gonna hit the ground so hard.
I use
my bardic stuff as a reaction
to...
Your cutting words?
My cutting words. To try okay. to make it go lower. Just a little bit. It's a 1d8 now. It's been a while, everyone.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the stories that we tell here at Ottoman Studio, catch us tomorrow for our episode 5 of season 1 of But Then What, a 100% improv storytelling stream that we do once a month. We also have We May Not All Be Heroes on sale now wherever you find your books online, a collection of short stories written by me, Mystic, about some of your favorite NPCs from the world of Utopia. Happy holidays, y'all. Stay safe. Stay well. Have a great day. Thank you.